So first of all, why we meditate. Well, one may put the question, why do we meditate? And perhaps I might even say that you should be telling me why we meditate, or why you meditate. But I can say, as a result of conversations with a number of people who come to our classes and who practice meditation, that there are basically two types of motivation, two types of approach. And we may just provisionally designate these as the psychological and the spiritual. By the psychological type of motivation, I mean that someone is in search simply of peace of mind. They're not particularly interested in Buddhism, perhaps, not particularly interested even in religion, or in philosophy, or even in psychology, but just want peace of mind. They find that the hurry and bustle, the wear and the tear of day-to-day living is a bit too much for them. The various strains, various tensions to which they're subjected, various problems which they have to solve, various difficulties, perhaps with other people and, of course, with themselves. There may even be a touch of neurosis or something of that sort. But they're not happy, they're disturbed, they're tense, and they start looking around for peace of mind. And someone tells them, or they hear in some way, as so many people have related to me, that Buddhism teaches meditation, and meditation can give you peace of mind. So this is the first type of motivation. People take up the practice of meditation, as it were psychologically, just to gain some inner tranquility, some peace which it seems the world cannot give. Then we may say the spiritual type of meditation consists basically in an aspiration after not just peace of mind, but after what we call in Buddhism enlightenment or Buddhahood, the desire in wider terms to understand the meaning of existence itself, to come to some sort of intelligible terms with life, or even, more metaphysically, to know reality, to see the truth, to penetrate into the ultimate reality of things. So some people take up meditation with this sort of motivation. Meditation as a stepping stone to something further, something higher. Awareness of, understanding of, experience even of ultimate reality itself. The two approaches, of course, the psychological and the spiritual, are not mutually exclusive. Quite a number of people come in, take up meditation with a psychological motivation merely, but they find that imperceptibly, without being aware of it, the sheer momentum of their own practice carries them beyond the boundaries of the psychological into the spiritual world, into a world of spiritual experience. Indeed, we may go so far as to say that sometimes it's very difficult to draw a hard and fast line of demarcation between the psychological on the one hand and the spiritual on the other. The two are definitely distinct, but they shade into each other in such a way that very often we're not quite sure whether we are within the boundaries, as it were, of the psychological or within those of the spiritual. There's a sort of, I won't say no man's land, but a sort of common ground in between the two, where both overlap. So therefore, even those who take up meditation with a psychological motivation very often find themselves, without warning as it were, without expecting anything of the sort, I won't say precipitated into the spiritual, but certainly sliding into it by imperceptible degrees. So the two approaches, the psychological and the spiritual, are not really mutually exclusive. Even if you come with a spiritual motivation, you have to take up, of course, concentration and meditation in a purely psychological sort of way to begin with, in order to lay a good foundation. Now, we may say that in terms of expansion, in terms of expansion of mind, expansion of consciousness, one type of motivation, one type of approach, the psychological, represents a partial and a temporary expansion of consciousness, whereas the other, the spiritual approach, stands for a total and permanent expansion of consciousness. So that there's a difference of degree in a certain sense, rather than a difference of kind between the two methods or the two approaches or the two motivations. So this is why we meditate, very broadly and briefly, either to gain peace of mind within a purely psychological context or framework of reference, or as a stepping stone to the experience of reality, or to some kind of spiritual experience, something above and beyond the psychological in the narrow sense.